CBS Radio presents the news. From Washington, here is Bob Pierpoint.
Another larger Sputnik with a dog named Curly aboard is now whirling around the Earth 1,000 miles out in space. The Russians launched an 1,100-pound satellite late last night, and so far both Sputnik 2 and its canine passenger are reported doing well. Radio Moscow started broadcasting time schedules for its latest satellite a short while ago, with the announcement that Sputnik 2 will pass over Washington, D.C. in just a few minutes from now. Its radio signals can be picked up on 20 and 40 megacycles as it circles the Earth once every hour and 42 minutes. According to Soviet scientists, this new satellite will be more easily visible than Sputnik 1, even though its orbit is nearly 400 miles further out in space. That's because Sputnik 2 is between 6 and 7 times as large as Sputnik 1. This huge size is what is impressing most scientists around the world today. Dr. J. Allen Hynek, well-known associate director of the Smithsonian Observatory at Cambridge, Massachusetts, was asked if the half-ton weight of Sputnik 2 indicated the Russians might have a war rocket powerful enough to reach this continent from the Soviet Union. It certainly indicates they have the capabilities of launching an intercontinental ballistic missile, replied Dr. Hynek. Dr. John S. Reinhardt, also with the Smithsonian Observatory, commented after studying figures on the new Soviet satellite, "I firmly believe the Russians could reach the moon in a few days." But while scientists are admiring this latest Russian accomplishment, others, particularly the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, are worrying over the fate of the dog on board. Her name in Russian is Kudryavka, which means curly, and she is a husky, the same type of husky used by the Eskimos in Alaska. Curly, say the Russians, is well-trained for this assignment. She's used to having special instruments strapped to her body which record and transmit earthward her heartbeat, blood pressure, and respiration. She has been shot skyward and parachuted down safely several times before, though not quite so far up and down. Scientists agree all this information is extremely useful in making arrangements to send humans into outer space, a feat which American observers are predicting the Russians would like to try soon. Perhaps that depends on whether Curly gets back to Earth safely again or not, and Radio Moscow hints that she may. One Russian scientist says that early radio signals indicate Curly is doing well up there, and he adds firmly, the dog is safe.